Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When you walk up to your friends and you haven't seen them in a while, or just maybe like even if you do see them, do you give them a kiss on the lips? Like a little peck. Peck, how you doing? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. This has become a hot topic of conversation because of Scarlett Johansson, especially because Scarlett Johansson's married. And I'm not sure if it makes a difference if you're single or married, if it, like, this is a greeting, or is this something rich people do in celebrities? I always feel like rich people do this, like kiss people on the lips or greet people with kisses and stuff like that. Because Scarlett Johansson kisses her co-star, Jonathan Bailey, who is in the new Jurassic Park Resurrection, Rebirth, or whatever it's called, Rebirth, Jurassic Park Rebirth. And so they've been seen on like red carpets and doing press, and they give each other kisses on the lips every single time. And people are saying, like, this is really inappropriate, Scarlett. Like, you're married to Colin Jost. Like, that's not okay. Last time they kissed right in front of Colin Jost. And so they kind of like asked her about it, and she addressed some of the negative feedback she's had with it.
God, there's something about that Jonathan Bailey. He's just so...
Yeah, it's just so what?
He's just so attractive.
You said it.
Yeah, is that why we keep planting lips on him? Or?
He's a lovable guy. What can I say? I don't know. We're friendly people.
Have you been surprised by the reaction to it?
Nothing surprises me. You know what I mean? Nothing surprises me these days. But yeah, I got a lot of love to give. What can I say?
She has a lot of love. Do you think it's just giving love to your friends?
No, I don't like the idea of this at all. I felt uncomfortable even hearing that interview. I, you know, have a lot of love in my heart for my friends, but not a kissing. Like, if I just walked up to Brett and kissed him, that's messed up.
He is gay.
I don't like that. So yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that
does
makes
that matter?
A difference.
Does
no,
it make a
like,
difference?
I don't do that to my girlfriends. Like, I don't do that to my guy friends. Like, kissing is just a lot.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that he's gay, so it's fine. I wouldn't go around kissing like my straight guy friends like that. But if he's gay and you're just like, oh my gosh, hi, like kiss. There's no tongue. Like, it's not like a passionate kiss. It is a very friendly thing.
I think kissing is intimate.
Not like a peck.
I think it's intimate.
My issue with it is, so I don't like the lack of consistency in it. Like, you won't do it do you do it to your girlfriends though, but you'll do it to your gay friends? Like,
I've kissed my girlfriends.
Like, but you don't do that on a regular basis.
But not like a hi, I haven't seen you.
Like, I don't do this. And so like, first me, I'm like a really open-minded person, and I do think what Scarlett Johansson is doing is harmless. I'll make that very clear. I don't think she is cheating on her husband. I don't think she's being inappropriate. I think that's her. She's loving, whatever. I have no issue with it. But I also, in the back of my head, go, I have never done this. I don't do this. So then I clearly, if I don't do it, I clearly think there's something wrong with it, because I would never do it. I would never just walk up to like my lesbian friends and just like give them a kiss on the lips and be like, I would freak. That would freak me out. So I obviously clearly don't do it because I think it's wrong.
Does it change things though, because she's an actress?
I don't know. I feel like
kind of their profession.
You're a celebrity. Maybe.
Your profession, you sign that in your contract.
Well,
kiss people
you
on
have
lips.
To kiss people on movie
sets.
Yeah,
I will say,
stuff.
Like, Jonathan Bailey is a very touchy person, because he was in Wicked, and I've seen all the behind the scenes of like him and Ariana Grande and all these people, and he is just very touchy all the time. Like,
do you think that
just
makes it less or more appropriate? I feel like that's more inappropriate, because like someone's like, they're very like,
he's gay.
It doesn't matter. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you get to kiss whoever you want.
Because she's married. She's also married. I don't know. So here's the issue with me is I wouldn't do this. And I don't know anyone who does do it. Is it like a celebrity thing? 855 844-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Can you kiss your friends and just greet them if it's just loving? Is it okay to kiss your friends on the lips? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Is it a big deal if you see your friends, you haven't seen them forever, and you walk up and you give them a kiss? Scarlett Johansson, who's going to be in the new Jurassic Park, is getting a lot of pushback from people because she kisses her co-star all the time. And the fact that she had to actually address it during, like, the Today Show.
God, there's something about that Jonathan Bailey. He's just so...
Yeah, it's just so what?
He's just so attractive.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah. Is that why we keep planting lips on him?
He's a lovable guy. What can I say? I don't know. We're friendly people.
Have you been surprised by the reaction to it?
Nothing surprises me. You know what I mean? Nothing surprises me these days. But I got a lot of love to give. What can I say?
So AB doesn't think it's a big deal because Jonathan Bailey.
No, if Jonathan Bailey was standing in front of me, he is gay, putting that out there, I would kiss him.
But would it make a difference if you had a partner?
No.
Because he's so good looking.
He's a gay guy.
Yes. I don't see a problem with that at all. We're not making out. There's nothing romantic about it.
But you don't do this with your other friends. You don't do this with your girlfriends. So
no.
And here the other question I have too is, do you think it's more or less wrong? Because Kevin brought up the actor thing. They're technically coworkers. Does anyone feel like that's a little different too?
It's a different job, right?
I know it's a different job, but like if you see your she's seeing a coworker in Hollywood, and every
I don't
single
really
time
think that it. Makes a difference
because it's different. That was just another thing that popped in my head. Crystal, do you kiss any of your friends when you see them?
I do not have it to kiss my friends when I see them, and it's usually only a goodbye kiss. And it's usually not on the lips and definitely not with any guys. I mean, that's just, no. And not a coworker. I can't imagine kissing my coworkers goodbye.
Right. We're going to start, at the end of every show, we're just going to start kissing each other.
AB's like, but if my coworkers looked like Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, that story might be different.
What's the weirdest part for me, though, is how I honestly think that she is really just a loving person. Like, I think that's so awesome that Scarlett Johansson just loves him. And I really do think there's anything wrong with it, but I would never do it myself. Like, I could never walk up to another
gay friend,
lesbian friend, guy friend, girlfriend, and kiss somebody else. I would be nervous.
If we had a gay coworker outside of the office right now go up and kiss somebody, I mean, we all would be jawed.
I think I would do it. If we were close enough.
Who do we got?
And he looks like Jonathan Bailey?
Yeah.
Dude, if you're gay and you want to come up and kiss AB, we'll give you the station address. We are still commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show all morning long.